Well, a tough day, you know, an embarrassing day. I don't, you know, that's I can't remember when I've been beaten 5-0, and I say me here because I take the full responsibility for that. And I haven't, you know, the players will see in the week where I think they went wrong, because I think today they need to be told. I'm very quick to give them praise when we do well, and I'm very responsible to take the defeat as my situation. You know, I put the players on the pitch, I've asked them to do things, I either have to make a change or work on them so it doesn't happen again. You know, I don't want to I don't want that to represent myself or Crawley ever again. You know, that's a tough day for us, but we have to understand that we don't become a bad team overnight. It's 3 points lost. We have to have the attitude to bounce back and stick together, and I'm sure we will.
And what you put your finger on, because obviously such a good result last week, obviously different game away from home, but where did that go wrong in the first half?
Well, every team will press us because we try and play, but the errors are the goal, the first goal. We know the winger comes in on the right. We showed that. It happens. They score. We say, you know, the marking is poor for the second goal. Basic marking. And then every ball, Yeovil get their tails up. We didn't have the character to stamp our authority on the ball to even justify a decent chance in the first half. And to be fair, you know, I could go 4-5-1 and just sit and respect the game and get beat 3-0, but I still try and get the game and we lose 5-0. It could have probably been 6. So fair credit to Yeovil, it's had their day. We will play them again on the 2nd, and hopefully everybody can represent Crawley Town better on the 2nd of January against them.
Of course, you're missing a couple of defenders today, and I'm sure you won't use that as an excuse, but does it just show how important it is that you're at full strength?
No, because if you ask someone to do something and they don't do it, it happens, you know. And we do need strength in depth, and we did miss Lewis Young, but that's not the excuse of why we got beat 5-0. You know, it's a team performance. There's 10 outfield players out there, and to a man, everyone, no one can say they have performed, and I as a manager have to take that responsibility on the chin and have a reaction.
As you say, you sort of lose 3 points, but you don't. You come with the same points that you came here with. So how important there's not too many psychological scars from today?
No, it's not. We'll all have a bad day, and my situation is to understand we've had a bad day. Why have we had a bad day? And we have to change that. And you know, certainly when Yeovil come to Crawley on the 2nd, we will put in a better show than that. We've got the Checker Trade game against Coventry in the week, and then Crewe. We have to look at this, shut the door on it. We can't let this affect our mentality. We are not a bad side. We've had a bad day. Credit to Yeovil, though it's their day today, but we are not a bad side, and we'll come back from it.